Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. So today on our podcast, we are going to discuss some more of our draft-based values for our players and our fantasy drafts, and we are getting closer and closer to getting that top 100 done with each podcast. I promise we'll have it accomplished before your draft, along with some other goodies. But to get started today, I want to talk a little bit about DJ Moore, the wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. Now, positionally, he is ranked number 14, and his average draft position has been right around the number 44 area, 44, which is kind of strange because overall, he's considered number 30 ranked player. So, dropping down the boards a little bit. 2021, he did pretty good. He had 17 games. 238 fantasy points, which ranked him 18th. And then the previous year with 15 games, he had 211 fantasy points, ranked him number 23. Now, his fantasy points per game comes in at 14 last year, which overall ranked him number 88. The good about DJ Moore is he has had three straight years of 1,200 yards. And he does have an upgrade at quarterback this year with Baker Mayfield. Should benefit him. It should benefit him. He had, the last 3 years, 163, 118, and 135 targets. To go along with 1,157 yards, 1,193 yards, and 1,175 yards. Catch-wise or target-wise, catches, he had 93, 66, and 87. So kind of a down year in between. But for me, I like DJ Moore, but I like him in that area of around 57. So I've kind of actually dropped him a little more than most. I'm not sure he's a fourth round relevant receiver, especially in 10 team leagues. 12 team leagues, it makes it worse. So for me, 57 makes sense for DJ Moore. You can get him and you can have four other players to help build your team that, you know, might be a little more consistent. He should see an upgrade in touchdowns this year. Javonte Williams is next, running back for Denver, and Melvin Gordon. We're going to kind of do both of these guys. I kind of want to talk a little bit about both of them. But Javonte Williams comes in positionally. He is ranked 13th, and his average draft position is 21. Melvin Gordon is positionally ranked number 35, and his average draft position is 96. Javonte Williams last year had 17 games, 206 fantasy points, and ranked 17th. Melvin Gordon played 16 games, 198 fantasy points, and was ranked number 22. However, Melvin Gordon came in with a 12.4 fantasy points per game, and Javonte Williams came in at 12.1. Melvin Gordon was slightly ranked ahead of him at 105. Javonte Williams was ranked at 110. Javonte Williams averaged 4.5 yards per carry. So did Melvin Gordon. Javonte Williams had 43 catches on 53 targets for 316 yards. He also had 903 rushing yards for a total of 1,219 total yards. Javonte Williams also had 4 rushing TDs and 3 receiving TDs. Melvin Gordon, like I said, had the 4.5 yards per carry, 28 catches, 38 targets for 213 yards, 918 rushing yards, which brings him in at 1131. He had 8 rushing touchdowns and 2 receiving touchdowns. And he finished number 18 at the position. So, Javonte Williams finished number 17. My question here is, I know, obviously, Javonte Williams is the younger of the two, but is there or should there be that big of a gap in average draft position between Javonte Williams at 21 and Melvin Gordon at 96? I mean, Melvin Gordon could end up being a really good buy if you could get him in that 96 range. So, my draft base value for Javonte Williams is 35, slightly lower than most with that ADP of 21. Melvin Gordon's is higher. I'm coming in with number 65 for him versus that ADP of 96. So hopefully that helps with that picture. I really think they're very similar. If Javonte Williams goes up to 60% and Melvin Gordon ends up at 40%, it's still a really nice handcuff for you, especially if you can get him in the 90s. You might want to make that move. I don't know why you wouldn't. Pretty good opportunity to have a starting running back late in the draft. My next player is Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Atlanta. And Kyle Pitts had a pretty good rookie year last year, 17 games, 177 fantasy points, and it ranked him number 6 at his position. This year, he is being drafted. Positionally, they're saying he's the 3rd best tight end, but he's going off the board at an average draft position of number 34. He averaged 10.4 fantasy points per game. This is where I'm running into a few little issues here. That ranked him 143 overall in average points per game in last year's league. Positionally, he was number 12. Number 12. Why are we pushing him so far up the board to number 3? He had 68 catches. He had 110 targets, 1,026 yards, 15 yards per catch. I will give him credit. That is a very nice yard per catch ratio, but only 1 TD. Ridley, Jones, both gone, so we have vacated targets there, so there is opportunity there. But there are other tight ends, Waller, Schultz, Hockenson, and Goddard, all who were ahead of him or could be picked later in the draft. For instance, Goddard's 95, Hockenson's 104, Ertz is 89. I mean, they all averaged more points than Kyle Pitts, 10.4. And I know, yes, they have Marcus Mariota, but I just don't see Kyle Pitts being that high. So I'm tough on him. I am going to put him in a draft-based value of 64 at best for me. I don't think he's a value, because I think if you're picking him with the 34th pick, there are better wide receivers, better running backs, maybe a quarterback, maybe even other tight ends that you could pick in that position that would help benefit your fantasy football team and make it more competitive. Because I just don't think 10.4 points is a reason to pick a guy in the 3rd round. So there you go. So now that brings me to the fact that I'm going to talk about a few more tight ends. So we're going to get into tight ends. My next 6 players are tight ends. So I'm going to start this one with Darren Waller, the tight end for the Las Vegas Raiders. And I'm going to say that he is positionally ranked number 5, two below Kyle Pitts. Average draft position for him, his average draft position is 46. He had 12.1 fantasy points per game last year, which ranked him 7th overall and 112th throughout the league. Last year, he only played 11 games. The injuries hurt him, 133 fantasy points. And the year before, with 16 games, 281 fantasy points, and he was the 2nd best tight end. You could actually get him later in your draft than a Kyle Pitts, and I think you might have just as much opportunity for those two to score the same amount of points. So I would tell you that Darren Waller is a value at around 58. And if you notice, that means I'm ranking him actually ahead of Kyle Pitts. So Darren Waller could be a great alternative at the tight end position. Again, like I said, because if you're picking Pitts in the third and you push him down the draft board and you get somebody similar, you actually can improve your team by getting a better quality player. So that's it for this podcast. I will be back and we will be reviewing some other tight ends: Schultz, Kittle, Knox, Cole Kmet, and Pat Freiermuth of Pittsburgh up next. Let the clock begin. Time's up. Bye.